Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It's your weekly Oxford events podcast. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And I'm Emma Pearson.
We're the Daily Info team, and this week we'll be offering you a variety of places to spend your evenings in Oxford, from gigs to museums, stopping en route to pick up theatres, cinemas, and strangers' houses. So before we move to recommending breaking and entering, just remember, anything we mention in this podcast, you can find more info on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Indeed. So starting off with breaking and entering, it is Oxfordshire Art Weeks until the 27th of May, which is a week on Sunday.
Yeah.
And this is the county's yearly celebration of the range of artistic excellence in Oxfordshire. So loads of artists, from professionals to amateurs, they're all displaying their work in galleries and cafes and public buildings and even their own private homes. So if you fancy buying some original art from someone who might just become the next Hearst or Hockney.
That's not a guarantee, though.
Yeah. No, it's not the guarantee. or if you just want to go and look at some free art, then check out www.artweeks.org. And if you go and see something you really like, we have a review page on our site. And we'd love it if you would review what you see.
That's
and
right,
put things
yeah.
up there for other
it's,
people to
it's
read
It's so
about.
Difficult, I always think, with these sort of things, because you've got so much. I mean, they literally have hundreds of artists with their stuff. It's so difficult to find, you know, the real gems that really stand out. And the best way is to go on Daily Info and
Absolutely.
Put a review up. That's right.
So we're going on to gigs now, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. It's a stand-up comic, Simon Amstel, former host of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and he will be performing at the New Theatre next Sunday. And my favourite moment, which illustrates Simon Amstel, was when he was hosting Nevermind the Buzzcocks. So he was expressing his lust for Courtney Love.
Okay.
That's not the whole story. That just makes me sound creepy. No, anyway, Noel Fielding, who's also on the show, he found the idea of Simon and Courtney together to be hilarious. His exact words, I believe, were, "She'd snap you like a twiglet." So Simon shot back, "Yeah, or kill me and make it look like a suicide."
Oh dear.
A little bit of Kurt Cobain humour there for anyone who remembers the 90s. That's right. Well, that's the sort of thing you can expect from Simon Amstel. Alternatively, if you just can't wait for him to be in town, or you fancy your humour a little rhymier, you can head to the Cornerstone Arts Centre tonight. That's Friday. Where stand-up poet Luke Wright will be performing his show Cynical Ballads.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
So we've got another thing that's going on tonight. Mm-hmm. So quick recommendations for right now. It is National Museums at Night Day. So all across the country, cultural centres will be opening after hours to let us see behind the scenes in museums. This will hopefully be entirely unlike the dreadful Ben Stiller film.
Oh, God.
Which I haven't actually seen. I've seen the trailer and it does look dreadful.
It's just painful.
Have you seen it all the way through?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. With my little sister, you know, doing my brotherly duty. But yeah, Night at the Museum is not going to be like Night at the Museum.
Okay, good. What happens? Like, all the exhibits come alive or something?
Yeah, basically he becomes this sort of night watchman for a museum where all the things come alive. And really, that's it. There's quite a lot of sort of supposedly funny scenes where he's chased by a T-Rex skeleton, or he like gets attacked by all the little miniature Indians in the dioramas, and that's really kind of grinds to a halt after that, you know? It's one of those films where they clearly went, what if all of the exhibits in the museum came to life at night? And someone went, well, what? And they were like, no, that's it.
Okay. A lot of that is a sort of acquired humour, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, museums taking part in Oxford. We've got the Ashmolean, the Natural History Museum, and the Museum of the History of Science. So they'll all be having late openings, and they'll have special tours and family events. The Natural History Museum and the Ashmolean are going to follow those up with late music events featuring live bands and DJs. And
The
Natural History Museum, the DJs are going to be remixing music from the Pitt Rivers archive, which
sounds brilliant.
Which sounds great. I can imagine sort of stuff that the Pitt Rivers has.
I mean, they have like a big cultural archive, don't they? So yeah, presumably like African drumming and that's cool.
I think it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely recommend that. If you ever wanted to go to a disco with a T-Rex in it, now is your chance.
My life has not been complete until this moment.
No. Outside of Oxford, we've also got Wallingford Museum joining in with that. And that is a mystery evening, apparently, inspired by notorious local resident Agatha Christie.
There we go, something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of something for everyone, if you're a little too hip for the late night museum party, you can go along and see one of Oxford's most up-and-coming indie bands, Stornoway, and they will be in concert at Hollywell Music Room at 9:30 next Tuesday.
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah, this gig is to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Oxdocs, the Oxford Documentary Film Festival, which I know you're a big fan of, Emma.
Well, I haven't, not insofar as going to see them, but I really need to find time to. I've just been seeing all the blurbs of them and thinking they just look really good. Like, yeah. Just a huge range of stuff from kind of, there was this one that I read about that was someone going around the world and looking at different music, but sort of people interacting with the world through music in different ways, and just sort of filming people talking about it and people playing music and just all over, and that kind of sort of slightly quirky stuff.
I mean, there's a huge mix. It's a sort of really eclectic mix of all docufilms, but something for everyone. And they're all at the Ultimate Picture Palace, and that's running until the 24th of May. Particularly, I think indie music fans should check out Anyone Can Play Guitar.
Okay.
Which is a film about the Oxford music scene, and it features Radiohead, which is on at the UPP on Tuesday.
Cool. So that's the finale, isn't it? It finishes on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. So big. This is the gig to close it all off. So you can go and see the film, see the band, enjoy the party.
Great. So theatre this week. Onto that. This week we've got Ladies in Lavender at the Oxford Playhouse. It's a stage adaptation of the film that featured Maggie Smith and Judi Dench. So quite big shoes to fill for the leading ladies, Hayley Mills and Belinda Lang, in this production. But according to our reviewer, they succeeded in this admirably even.
Admirably as well.
Yeah, yes, probably that too. She called it poignant and heartwarming and also laugh out loud funny.
Ah.
So it sounds very good. It's on until Saturday.
Well, that does sound good, yeah. Well, now, of course, the next issue, well, our last issue actually, is for more for students, I will admit. But really, I think it can affect many of us considering what the weather is currently like. It's Fifth Week Blues. Now, if you haven't heard of these before, Oxford University terms, 8 weeks long. So round about fifth week, you've passed the halfway point and there seems to be no end in sight, especially because...
Still got a long way to go.
Way to go. And of course, many, many students will have exams coming up in the next couple of weeks. So Fifth Week Blues is a common phenomenon, and we're going to suggest our daily info pick of the week is the best ways to try and fight back those blues and remind yourself that really 3 weeks isn't that long.
No, it does go by in a flash. So my pick was to buy a plant, because I think that cheers up your room. If you're stuck in your room revising for finals, I think a great big plant that's like colourful or sort of one of those creepy ones that sort of goes over your desk just sort of brightens up the room, makes it look nice. And
also good for you because it oxygenates the air in your room.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it make you better at studying.
Yeah, yes.
I know certainly that's I've been in some college rooms which were pretty close to the black hole of Calcutta, so...
Yeah, so anything to make it more natural, I guess.
Where would you get a plant?
Well, you can go to the Covered Market. They're probably on the more expensive side, but it's nice and central. There's also Joe's Florist on Cowley Road. We've had a recommendation from our colleague for that.
Sounds good,
How about you?
I would say that, again, plants, great idea, living, breathing, you know, makes you feel that there's someone there with you. But my problem was whenever I bought a plant, I would always do at the beginning of each term, I would go, you know what my room needs? A plant. So pop off to the florists or whatever and buy it, and then I would kill it through neglect. And what I would end up with
that happened to me a lot.
Yeah, what I would end up with by fifth week is a dead plant in a pot, which is kind of the opposite.
Yeah,
so I would
great.
Suggest going somewhere where there's guaranteed to be some live plants. Try the Botanic Gardens. It's just next to Magdalen Bridge, and if you're a student, you can get free entry, an Oxford University student, with your student card. And they have some lovely rooms there, you know, take you, it's 20 minutes, half an hour, get out your room, go and enjoy yourself, look at some living things, and go into the greenhouses and look at the tropical plants and just get a little bit of a sense of being somewhere else. Forget about the library.
Yeah, very nice.
So those are our recommendations. So
fight off those fifth week blues.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, we've been the Daily Info team.
I've been Emma Pearson.
And I've been Alan Collinson, and that's what to do this week in Oxford.